We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
I want to move on to this because I want to show you the level of the derangement here. And folks, I don't mean to scare you or alarm you. And I try to find ways to bring you the news without doing so. But I mean, the New York Times, three times in the last calendar month, and I meant to get more into this yesterday. They are now openly advocating for open borders. This has become the mainstream position of the left. And it's gone so far that, remember, we jokingly proposed, hey, all right, fine, y'all, you want to rip down the existing walls and a border? New York Times is like, great idea, let's do that. The existing border wall must be torn down so that migrants can freely enter the United States, the New York Times wrote. Democrats should follow their voters who increasingly want more open borders and reframe the immigration debate by rejecting the very notion that the border needs more security and making it clear that the real problem is the denial of migrants' rights. So they want the border, existing border barriers ripped down. The New York Times continues, the border must be demilitarized, which would include demolishing the already existing wall and dramatically downsizing the Border Patrol. Criminal sanctions on illegal entry and reentry must be repealed. This is that's Mazie Hieronimo, the senator. Said, no, she knows she'd just be like jaywalking. You know, no, we'll give you citation, but there's not going to be more criminal sanctions. Criminal sanctions on illegal entry and reentry must be repealed. Opportunities for legal immigration, particularly from Mexico and Central America, must be expanded. And on they go. So I mean, we got to go full open borders. They are doubling down on this, folks. They feel like they've already won. The illegal immigrants are no different from immigrants debate. Now they've moved on. They're getting more and more radical. How radical are we talking? Listen to this from Bob Menendez. And here's what nobody's talking about this morning on our side. Because we just got a rear end whooped by the Republicans and the Democrats with this border deal. It's a disaster. Everybody's focusing on, well, you know, did he get as much money as he wanted? Did he get $5 billion? He got $1 billion. Don't worry, it's not a compromise. I don't care about that. The Democrats just limited detention beds. Do you realize? I mean, look, I've already done one illegal immigrant murder story this morning. People are going to pay for with their lives. This is how serious this is, because we have reduced the number of detention beds when we have a record high number of people showing up at the border. That's how sick these people are right now. And I'm not going to sugarcoat for you. I'm not going to lie to you. I'm not going to tell you this is a good deal. I'm not going to tell you this is an acceptable deal. I'm not going to tell you it's fine. It's not fine. It's not fine. Because people like this are winning. This is Democrat Bob Menendez, whose child prostitution trial, by the way, ended up with a hung jury. He's a great guy. Senator Bob Menendez, a Democrat, on his outrage at the idea that Trump wants to send home drunk driving illegal immigrants, who we should keep. They're great people, except when they run folks over. Listen to this.
The deputy director of ICE says a cap on beds, in his words, would be, quote, extremely damaging to the public safety of this country. How do you respond?
The reason that they are already 8,000 over their budgeted amount, so they're violating the budget, is because of the president's zero tolerance policy that has turned everyone, regardless of their record, into a criminal. For example, if you cross the border undocumented, he has now made you a criminal. If a person has a driving while under the influence violation, he is now making that, saying that that's a criminal.
So, okay, let me explain what just happened here. The Wolf Blitzer asked an actual question. Hey, y'all just limited the number of detention beds. Aren't we going to have to let drunk drivers go? And Bob Menendez is like, yeah, darn Skippy. That's what we want. They're no different than American drunk drivers. Yes, they are. They're illegal immigrants. Whoa. You can't consider drunk drivers criminals. I mean, just because if they even just kill people, it's not the same. And that's why Trump's detention beds are full. So we had to cut them. We had to limit them because we can't have these drunk drivers being sent home to do their drunk driving in Latin America. We got to have them here. You just heard it, folks. Bob Menendez, they just won. That's the people who just won. This round, It's one round. Trump has a crazy way of coming back and winning the next round, but we lost this round. Don't let anybody tell you otherwise.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.